To the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott sitting in for Bob. He's very busy today, but I have a special guest with me that I haven't had on with me in a long time. It's my best friend, Ken Scott, my husband. Hi, oh, hon.
Hello, dear.
How are you?
Great to be with you.
Good. I'm glad. So we've got lots to talk about today, Ken. We've done a lot in the past few months, and we want to go over a little bit of that. One of the things that I want to get to first, though, is the banquet. The banquet is this Saturday. There's two showings and two dinners. One's at 12:30 p.m. and one's at 6 p.m.
And we'll be at the 6 p.m. one.
We will. We'll be at the 6 p.m. banquet. We're really looking forward to it. It's a mini film fest, and they're going to be playing Sing a Little Louder, Crescendo, and Catch. So they aren't going to be real long films. You're not going to be sitting there in the dark for a long period of time. But they're very interesting, very good films. So that's what's going on Saturday at either 12 p.m. or 6 p.m. at 4085 Independence Court in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. So we hope to see you at 6 p.m. We'd love to meet you. If we haven't met you before, we'd love to meet you.
And we have some extra people with us.
Oh, I'm so excited. One of the babies that was saved 11 years ago is going to be at the banquet with us. His name is Isaiah. Stop by our table and say hi to him and his brother, Emmanuel. They'll both be with us. And your mother's coming.
Yes, it should be a good time.
Yeah, Emmanuel's the older boy. When Isaiah was born, the mom and dad were from Liberia. They hadn't been in the United States very long. We met them at the abortion clinic. They were Christian. As soon as they found out they had help, real help, they decided to keep the baby, and that's Isaiah. But they had no place for Emmanuel to go. So we took Emmanuel to our place in the mountains for about 4 days, 5 days, something like
yes.
that. At first, I think they were a little worried that we might not bring him back. But
Emmanuel's been with us so long now, and we are with him a lot. And we took him to the event this summer in Alabama.
We had an OSA event this summer, and Emmanuel, he turned 16 right after we got back. And he came with us, and he was amazing. He got saved a couple years ago in our living room.
Yes.
Do you remember that? And he came with us. He was so excited to talk about the Lord, save babies.
And he was outstanding with the youth because he's been out at the picket line with us many, many times here and other places. And I think everybody at OSA was so impressed with him. And he got to see some black leaders to come to the OSA event.
Emmanuel's
yes,
black. And
Bishop Kenner came from Louisiana, and he's just outstanding and just took to Emmanuel as well. So
Emmanuel under his wing. So did Mario, a friend of ours, and Emmanuel could see that the culture, the black culture, really needs him.
Right, and the youth was just so happy to have him along, and he's just outgoing, bubbling, and he's a street preacher already.
He's led a lot of people to the Lord. It's so amazing. He calls us Grandma and Grandpa, and he called me and said, Grandma, I just led someone to the Lord. Will you talk to them? And I get to get on the phone with them and kind of cement everything up for him. I don't have to do that anymore, though, because
he's excellent.
He does an excellent job. But if you come to the banquet, you get to meet both Emmanuel and Isaiah. And we're going to have pictures with us because one of the moms that decided to keep her baby about 6 months ago, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, she's going to be admitted into the hospital. I'm going with her to help deliver the baby. I'll be her coach. And the baby will be born sometime Thursday, I'm imagining. Well, I don't think he'll come that quick. His name is Matthew. And she's just so excited to see this
baby.
She's
listening to the show right now.
Yes, she is. Hi, Angelique.
Yes,
hi. I told her I was going to talk about her on the radio, and she was
we'll have baby pictures, and maybe she'll come. Who knows if she felt up to it. I don't know.
That's kind of... she's going to feel good. But if she does and wants to come, we certainly will take her.
Yes.
We'll have a brand new baby there.
Lots of people at church were at the baby shower, and so a lot of people already have met her.
That's right. A lot of people at our church and people through Colorado Right to Life sent in gift cards. And if you're one of those people, thank you so much. She has everything that she needs for that little baby. She really impressed on me that she wanted me to say thank you to everyone for her. And she has everything anyone could possibly want for a child at this point, newborn stuff anyway. And she's excited to meet Matthew. So am I. I can't wait.
Yes, we all
and,
are.
Yeah. So he's going to be born sometime Thursday. So we're very, very excited and looking forward to that. And then one of the best things about our ministry is, Ken, is after one of our babies are born, I'm usually the first one to get a hold of the baby because I'm helping to deliver. And I get to hold that baby in my arms and pray that God just wraps his arms around little Matthew and protects him his whole life. And that's one of the things that I look forward to the most.
And we take lots of pictures.
And then you walk in and with a camera and we get 500-600 pictures easy.
Make a little photo album for him.
Yeah, so all of that will be going along with the wonderful pasta, the movies, and then
we have to tell about Grandma Connie and Grandma Dee's making homemade meatballs. Special sauce. Everybody's going to love to see and taste those things.
I did not know that Grandma Connie was eating the meatballs.
Well, Italian.
I guess she's going to eat them too, but yeah.
We'll enjoy all that as well.
Oh, those are real Italian meatballs. Those are delicious. I've had them. And there's another thing that we need to talk about just at the top of the show, and that's Bob and Will doing the King James Only.
Yes, exciting.
Debate on Theology Online. So if you go to Theology Online and look for the King James Only debate, you can read the first round, and now they're working on the second round.
Yes.
Ken, I have never seen anyone do research like Bob.
To London and getting all that information is just going to floor them, that they're going to have no idea what they came up
against.
With.
No.
Yes.
They have a formidable opponent, and I'm really interested to see how it's all going to work its way out. I hope that the debate runs full course. Not always does that happen. But Bob's working very hard. That's why he's not
Same
here
with
today.
Will.
And Will. Will's working very, very hard. The two of them together are
Brains.
One amazing team. Yes. So that's pretty exciting. If you're interested in that at all, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't understand exactly what I mean when I say King James Only, there are people that believe that the only Bible that you can read
You started with that.
Inspired by God is the King James Only. I started with the King James Only Bible, but I didn't believe that was the only Bible you could read.
Well, it's exciting to start there and still
see. And I can see their affection for the Bible because I can't leave it alone even now because I just love...
We have to go back and check there,
too. Well, I love the whole sound of the old English, and I just love the King James, the old King James Bible, but I don't think that it's the only Bible that you should be reading. There are other good translations out there, and it's not inspired. God's Word is inspired. The translators are not inspired
by Hebrew
God.
And Greek.
Right.
Everybody's translation.
Right. So Bob and Will are going to put on a mighty fight for that. And then something else has happened recently that's pretty interesting, I think. There are presidential candidates saying that they are without exceptions against abortion.
May 1st.
Against in all cases.
Well,
rape, incest,
it,
life of the mother, they're just saying, well, hey, they're saying that and I'm going to stand behind them all the way. But you know why I think they're doing that? I think the personhood movement
is making an impact.
Has made an impact.
And all these videos now showing what's going on with them selling baby body parts that was hidden before, and now it's out in the open.
You know what I think is so eye-opening. People always knew what abortion was, and if they'd see a picture, they'd get really angry. But now they've seen the discussion between the abortion people, between the doctors and the salesmen.
It's just so hardened.
Well, it's so casual and making jokes about the babies.
Humor. It's a boy. It's a boy.
It's a boy. They're always telling, we hear lots of girls that we talk to say, well, they didn't tell me it was a baby. They say it's just tissue. Well, they can't say that anymore.
Can't.
So I think personhood has pushed this to a point where more and more people, we felt a little isolated for a number of years by everyone not wanting to do much. And now we're a little older, well, a lot older. The young people are beginning to do things creatively that we frankly couldn't do. I am not up on technology. They are. They're a lot better at doing what they're doing than we could have ever been.
Yes, David Dalyden is unbelievable what he's done.
Yes, he's
You need to be praying for him. He's in court in California and San Francisco repeatedly for demanding to have every thing that they recorded so they could see if anything was edited, but it's just total harassment.
They don't care about that.
I know,
they'll give them every piece of footage. That's not going to be a problem, but they, you know, a lot of it's intimidation. Do you remember?
Exactly.
Do you remember when we were sued by Eric Holder?
Yes.
And the pressure they put on us, $125,000 plus all the other stuff they came up with. And you won, my dear, and you saved my neck, too, because
well,
I agreed
God
to go.
May God be glorified, and thank you for Thomas More Society and Rebecca Messel and Tom Brecka and
But one
Peter
of the
Breen.
Things you did, though, was show the rest of the country, because they were going after pro-lifers around the country in different, like, out-of-the-way places and intimidating, scaring them. But once we won, all of that kind of just went away.
We thank the Lord for the victory.
Yes, we do. And that was, but that's what they're trying to do to him, is just intimidate him. That's kind of sad. But we're praying that he remains strong and that intimidation doesn't win the day.
Yes.
You know, that's a horrible thing. I'm just excited that personhood has made an impression, and we actually, for the first time in the history of this horrible Holocaust, we have presidential candidates saying no compromise,
Amen.
No exceptions. I mean, that's a huge answer to prayer for both of us, right? So at the banquet, if the people come, I want to go back to the banquet, just for, if you come, make sure you stop at a table, make sure you introduce yourself, and we want to introduce you to Isaiah and Emmanuel and maybe even a new baby.
And pictures, at least, of the new baby that was saved.
Angelique, yes. Yeah. Okay. So, Ken, you went down to Kentucky when Kim Davis was thrown in jail for not giving out a license, right?
Yes, and that was very interesting. A lot of people from Operation Save America went there. Coach Dave kind of led it, and Flip came in. And we had protests at the jail many days. And then on Labor Day, they found out where the federal judge lived that threw her into jail. And we protested there, and there were so many trucks with the big domes on them skying out.
You mean media trucks?
Media
live,
trucks.
Live.
I think there was probably 20.
Live
they,
feed trucks.
Normally, the feds and everyone would intimidate us if we were picketing somebody's house like that, and they just let us be because all the cameras were around. And the following day, on Tuesday, he released her. But it was also helped to presidential candidate Michael Huckabee came in and tried to speak too. But Leslie came in and
Leslie Hanks from Colorado Right
from
to Life
church,
and American Right to Life.
And
yeah.
She was there when she was released, and she stayed a little later. And she went to church with Kim Davis on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was very excited to see how she was doing.
And encourage her. I know I saw a picture of Leslie and Kim together.
But that was all a show to try to intimidate clerks all over the country to say, we're going to throw you into jail if you do not marry the homosexual couples.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, they acted like they released her. They were going to watch over her and see if she did anything wrong. But at the same time, there's been no harassment afterwards because there was over 10,000 people there when she was released.
They
the time
said,
of Jenny.
I was talking to some of the people that were there, and on the news it said the cars backed up, going into that little city, backed up 10 miles.
Yes, it was amazing how many, and their pictures.
And you told me they closed the schools down.
Yes, all the schools, so that their schools were close by. They needed the parking area. So there was lots of places that had to close their businesses because they needed parking for all.
How many people are in that town?
I don't even think there's 5 or 6,000 at the most, and there's that many people.
So they doubled. They doubled
right.
It. Wow. So
it was pretty amazing.
And then we went to St. Louis recently.
Yes.
Because we just did like a mini OSA event.
Right.
And that was pretty interesting.
There was many interesting things that happened there because we were trying to help Shelley and Chris Clegg that organized that one there. And Rusty Thomas is the new leader of Operation Save America. Flip retired last year. And he had the national event in Alabama. And we had a great event there. But in St. Louis, some unique things happened. When we were downtown picketing, and you and one of the young men went up to the mayor's office. Do you want to tell about that story?
Yeah, we went into the mayor's office because that mayor was marrying homosexuals before it was even legal. In his office, he would marry them. So David and I, a young man named David and I, went up to the mayor's office, asked to talk to the mayor, and he was out of town, which was sad. But they sent his administrative assistant, and she came out with her notebooks and everything. And so, what would you like? And I said, I'd like to talk to you about how the mayor is engaging the culture in St. Louis. And I don't know what about that made her think that I was a liberal. And she started telling me all about the liberal side of the mayor. And I almost said something, and I realized, just shut up and listen, Dopey. She told me, I said, well, I know that he has a brother that's a homosexual. And she goes, oh, no, that's nothing. He has 7 siblings that are homosexual. Out of 11 in the family, and my heart just broke because I thought, happened to that family? What happened to that family that they're so broken?
You think that maybe some relative, when all the kids were younger, were molesting them?
Well, I can't
we
even.
We don't know, but
we
something
can't say
happened.
Anything like that. But what happened was, I said, well, we're here to encourage him to follow what God says and to not endorse homosexual marriage. And you should have seen her face
turned red.
She realized I wasn't a liberal. She
and
she had given me way too much information. And then she just said, well, I agree with the mayor. And so then David says to her, well, we'd encourage you to come to know Jesus Christ. And he gave her the gospel. And she was like trying to push us out of the office. Well, we kind of were nicely led out of the office at that point, and she gave me a card to call to try and make an appointment with the mayor, but we were going to leave in a day or so, and he wasn't going to be back. So we walked out of the office, and David forgot his glasses. So he had to go back in the office, and the cops were at the door. They weren't going to let him back in.
Wow.
And he had to talk him into letting him in to get his glasses. I was already back out on the street. But that was an interesting tidbit of information we gained there.
Well, we were assigned where they send out different groups all over, and we were assigned to be right downtown, right in the heart of it all with all the big graphic pictures. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened to me that was unbelievable, on one of the corners across from the mayor's office, then the courthouse, a young black man, large black man, came up and told me, I agree with you, I got to tell you a story. And at that point, it was unbelievable what he told me. He says, you know, I was out of work 6 months ago, and I needed work. And I went and worked for day labor, and they sent me to Planned Parenthood in St. Louis. And he said, I worked there a couple days.
As a security guard?
Yeah, as a security guard, helping. And he one day went into one of the rooms after he came back in. He was looking to throw something away, and he opened up a container
A trash can.
Yes. And on the top of he looked inside and he saw babies' arms, legs, all different parts of babies that had been ripped apart. It shocked him so much, he closed it and walked out. He quit the place right on the spot. He said it was so horrific. He had no idea. People, unless you see the pictures or see something like that, and I was so shocked and telling him about, you know, what was going on with what it's doing there, and I'm forgot to get his name or get him on Bob's show. I would have loved to had Bob do an interview with him. But we went and picketed that St. Louis Planned Parenthood. It is another mega clinic with lots of, they're selling baby body parts there too,
yes,
we found out. And they had so many young people all around holding up signs from inside because they knew we were going to be there. There was probably 100.
We know so many security guards from all over the country because we've been all over the country, and so many of them have seen the same things.
Yes.
And it doesn't bother them because the money they get paid is more important to them than the lives of those innocent little baby boys and girls. And
it's
it
so
just
sad.
Breaks your heart. And how many years have you been witnessing to those security guards?
Over and over again.
Some of them around 18 years.
Some have died.
One almost died. At Planned Parenthood.
Back at 20th and Vine, had a heart attack on a Saturday morning, and it was one of those things, the ambulance were coming, we were preaching to him to tell him he can still repent.
We're giving him the gospel.
His name was Steve,
yeah.
Yes, and all the staff came out, tried to get him inside. He went inside, and he couldn't breathe inside, so he said, I can't stay in here, and came back out, so we got to talk more.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, the ambulance came, took him to the hospital. He did live. And he never came back one more day.
No, he never did, and we could never find him. We wanted to go see him in the
yes.
hospital, but we didn't know where he was.
Right.
So, and, you know, it might have given him a heart attack to see us walk in the room anyway.
But. No, but, well, he always knew our hearts telling him, you know, he can still repent. It's still not too late. You know,
that's
quit
right.
this place. God is so merciful. But at the same time, there's so many other events.
Joyce Myers in St. Louis. Myers had a huge convention, just huge. I mean, there had to be 5,000 people there.
No,
easy.
There's a lot more than that.
Oh, was it?
Yes,
okay.
it was
huge.
Just gigantic.
It's
and
like a,
90%
was it like
women.
A baseball stadium?
It was a convention center.
Oh,
and they had to wait to get in, and we found out about it, and we handed out, literally, we had 2,500 pamphlets on Sing a Little Louder. And we got rid of all those, and then we had some others from OSA.
We kept handing them out.
And it was another exciting thing. Do you want to tell what Tracy and John said about their friend that is here in Denver?
Yeah. We handed out all that. We got to talk to some amazing women. They were nobody. Only a couple of people really gave us a hard time. Most of the women were shocked to hear the things that we were telling, but more than happy to take the literature. Well, we came back, and John and Tracy are a couple that have joined us on the picket line
and
recently,
come to church
and
here.
They're coming to our church, and they've been such a blessing because we've lost John Wycheck, who just went to Texas, and we've lost a couple people on the picket line,
health-wise,
yeah, and God always sends somebody, and
yes,
this time
does.
It was John and Tracy, and they've been faithfully protesting with us almost every day. But when we went to St. Louis, they made sure that somebody was out there the whole time. We got back, and about a week later, they were just so amazed. Their friend that they've known for years and years went to the Joyce Myers convention, and they came back, and they were telling her, We saw these pamphlets, and these
Sing
people were talking to us about abortion, and I never knew it was so bad.
Selling baby body parts.
And selling baby body parts, yes. I never knew it was so bad. And John and Tracy were able to say, oh, those are our friends here in Denver.
And now that she wanted to get active in it.
And
she's now emailing everybody about it.
That's
and never
right.
did one thing like that before, nope. So something like that
and
lit a spark.
That's just one. There could be more that we don't know of that'll
yes.
pop up from that convention. And Ante and Kathy are friends of ours that were with us. Ante played music and sang and entertained the women across the street, entertained the women as they were waiting because they had to wait about a half an hour.
That gave us all that time for all of our group to hand out literature to so many and had great conversations.
All you have to do is show up. God will make sure something happens. As long as you're willing to talk about him, he'll make sure that you get a chance.
And they could always come out at 38th and Pontiac. Join us. So that we can have more additional warriors out there. Come come be part of the ladder crew, because we say we took the ladders from the Mormons that were part of the Latter-day Saints to talk over the fence to help try to save babies' lives.
L-A-D-D-E-R.
I know.
And I don't ever say we took it from the Mormons.
I joke.
So anyway, hon, you are going to be at Planned Parenthood tomorrow. I'm not sure. That baby might come tonight beat us before the baby has to be induced. Yeah. But you'll definitely be at
Planned
Parenthood.
It's the late morning. They start with people coming in at 10 instead of 8:30. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because they're open until 7 o'clock at night on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So they try to accommodate the people coming later after work and things like that. It's sad how they do things, but it's hard to cover all those hours. So we just generally come before and go until 12:30, 1 o'clock at the latest.
We only have a few minutes left, and I want to talk about the banquet again. Remember, folks, come to our table. Meet a child that's going to be sitting with us, 10 years old. He was saved at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood had their eye on his life, and his mom's heart broke.
He's a strong Christian, along with his older brother that is a street preacher, and he can do better. I've heard him answer every question. Larry Wolf, that helps with Bob here.
Yeah.
Larry Wolf has challenged him on question after question after question, and afterwards he's answered every one of them correct.
Right.
Larry Wolf has been just totally amazed what a warrior he is.
And if you're shy and you just want to eat, don't miss Grandma Connie's meatballs. They're delicious. And it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of people there. And you know, after what's happened with David Dalyden and all those undercover videos, we need to get together. We need to sit around and talk and chat and get ideas from one another about what to do next. Because I don't want to lose the opportunity to reach people about the horrifying details of abortion. Not just the details, but, you know, we need to capture the nation's heart again for Jesus. This stuff hardens hearts. And we haven't seen any difference at Planned Parenthood
of
girls going in.
Still God's trying to use here to open up people's minds to see the truth. And why are the churches, so many of them, silent?
So what better place to talk about that than at the banquet at Colorado Right to Life it's at 4085 Independence Court, Wheat Ridge, Colorado. You can go online at coloradorighttolife.org and sign up.
And come talk to Bob and Will about the debate.
Or you can call Donna at Colorado Right to Life, and it's 303-753-9394. We're excited. We're excited to go and be with people who are like-minded, talk and discuss what we can do now to further, you know, we've got to beat this, folks. If we're not going to, we've got to use this, we've got to beat this. This
Lord.
Horrible, horrible atrocity that our
generation,
country, and not just our generation, it's two generations now, but this country has embarked on and allowed. And we just really encourage you to come on out, come say hi, and to just give us your ideas, and don't skip the banquet. The videos are going to be great. The films are going to be great. The company's going to be great. The food's going to be great. Why wouldn't you come?
And the fellowship.
It's $50 a person or $125 for a family. We're really looking forward to seeing you. And don't forget Bob's online debate at Theology Online, King James Only. So good to talk to you folks today.
Bye,
hon.